A one, a two, a one, two, three. Yeah, wait, you have a...
You're going to break out in this.
You have a coupon code on your scrubs right now.
Oh my God, they're going to know that I stole them.
Say, you were supposed to replace those.
I have to return them tomorrow. When I go back to the scrub machine.
Large pants?
Large pants, large shirt.
Large man. Brain.
Brain.
Large brain.
Large head.
You do have a big head. You got a lot of brain in there, though.
A lot of it's smooth.
No, many wrinkles. Many super wrinkles. Wrinkled brain.
Oh, Jack, what's going on, dude? I feel like it's been a while.
It's been a while. We could start off with, like, highlights, lowlights of our week. Shout out to one of my best friends from undergrad. We used to do highlights, lowlights.
There you go. Is this the same kid that's getting married?
No, one of her best friends, though.
Oh, yeah. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird, like, having people our age getting married?
It's crazy.
I feel like, especially, like, I was in South Carolina for a few years of my life, and people down there tend to be a little bit more, quick to get engaged and get married, and it's just part of the culture. And I was, like, kind of freaked out when I was in college and people were getting married, and I was like, oh, my God.
What am I doing?
Yeah, what am I doing?
They just find the one way sooner.
I know. Like, good for them.
I know.
But it scares me. I'm not ready. I couldn't take care of a plant, like, let alone have a house and a child and all this stuff. I really don't think that I would, like, be able to keep a plant alive at my house. I'm just not there enough.
You keep a person alive, though, a patient.
Yeah, but I don't live with the patient.
That's true. No, that's so true. Because when I was 20 and I had peers same age as me when I was doing research down in Charleston.
Yeah.
And one of them, or a few of them, were actually engaged. Yeah. Which is wild.
It's something to be said for it. Like, it's very impressive.
Yeah.
When you know what you have and you're, like, you know what you want, there's nothing against it. But I haven't gotten to that point.
I know.
I'm a scared wee lad.
My sister also just got engaged, which is...
No way.
Crazy.
Dude, really?
Yeah.
When did that happen?
Over the holidays. Yeah.
Can I see a picture?
We all knew. Yeah. We knew it was going to happen. It was a matter of time. They are awesome together. They're a really great team.
How long have they been together?
Oh, my gosh. It's probably... Well, there's definitely a time where she was on the low key and wasn't telling anybody. So it's definitely so longer.
It's been longer than she's letting on.
I'm guessing it, like, at least 3.5 years, maybe 4
Dang.
Years.
Good for them.
Which is, just, like, insane.
That's awesome. I didn't know that they got engaged. Oh, my God, that's a rock.
I know.
Good for them. Wow.
It's a whole rock.
That's awesome. That's a beautiful ring.
I don't know. Are you going to comment on her hand?
It's a
beautiful hand.
Beautiful hand, too.
Watch it. Watch.
I'm telling her you said that.
Don't talk about my sister's back of her hand. You freak.
She could have painted her nails, though. I'm kidding.
Wait, aren't those called, like, French tips or something? When it's the white?
Oh, they are painted for sure.
Yeah, they're glossy.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I feel like I couldn't leave it on that note. I had to comment on
something. Yeah, she listens to this.
Well,
she's not too busy.
Congratulations. I'm very happy for you if you're listening.
Dude,
how did we get sidetracked?
Let's start low side of this week.
That's what we were going to do.
What's your low point of the week?
I did my first 24 this week.
Whoa.
Yeah, first 24-hour call shift.
And?
Honestly, wasn't bad.
Yeah.
I only say that it was a low because of how long I had to be in the hospital. Like, being in the hospital, I actually ended up doing 26 hours before I left. It really wasn't as bad as I expected.
Hmm.
Like, you have the call room, so I got to sleep for, like, 4 hours. That was pretty nice.
I
thought I would stay up straight.
Hospital beds? Do you sleep on, like, a hospital bed?
Yeah, they're very uncomfortable.
Oh, and we put patients on
they're
those.
So uncomfortable.
Nice.
We only had 2 traumas come in that night, which was nice.
Mm-hmm.
And both were just modified traumas, which mean they weren't like full traumas, weren't as bad as they could have been. And I don't know. I feel like the only reason I would call it a low is just because it was my first time doing it. I was nervous about it. I thought a night on traumas would be a lot more involved than it was. I think we were fortunate. And I was just kind of trying to prepare myself for some of the stuff that we'd encounter and luckily didn't have to.
That's good. Yeah, for people that are listening from elsewhere, Hartford does have a lot of gun violence.
Yeah.
And I think that probably the majority would go to Hartford Hospital.
Yeah, it's care. It's the main trauma center in the area.
Yeah.
We just had two motor vehicle accidents.
Okay.
Both younger individuals, though, which was kind of scary, but luckily, like, being a modified trauma, they ended up being okay.
Whew. Okay.
Yeah, so I will, because you get a little page on the pager, and it
give you one?
Yeah, you get a page. That felt cool. I strapped it on. I was like, yeah, now we're talking.
Let's bring it back in time.
I was laying in my bed, laying in my little hospital bed at 11:30, like, trying to sleep, and then this thing's right next to my ear, starts buzzing. I'm like freaking out myself. I get the little page. I'm reading it, and it says, like, I'm not going to say the age, but younger individual, high-speed motor vehicle accident coming in. And I was, like, kind of freaking out myself. Like, super high stress already. And we get down there, and honestly, he was doing pretty good.
Okay.
So, I don't know. Just, like, that kind of level of anxiety and getting ready for what I could have encountered.
Yeah, seriously. That's interesting, I think, that pagers are still used like that.
Yeah, they're everywhere still.
Like, everybody can receive Tiger Text or Volt or whatever to their phone now. But I guess it's reliable.
Yeah, I kind of like it. It's everyone's goes off at the same time. You don't have to worry about turning on or off the alarm on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
It's always very reliable. And it's loud enough to where it would wake you up, but not loud enough to where it would, like, be completely frustrating and annoying.
Do you think – so you'll take another 24-hour call?
I'll take two more.
Maybe we should, like, partially document some of that.
I think that would be pretty interesting, actually.
Okay.
Yeah,
let us know. Do that. Listeners, let us know if that's something that would be of use.
Yeah, please do. I'm always interested in getting more content ideas out of you guys. We've gotten a lot of feedback from people. I love it.
Super cool.
Yeah, really, really good content ideas, but also just, like, I guess the feedback in general. I love it. Yeah. I read almost every DM that you guys have sent. Yeah.
I read every like.
You do?
I go through every single view.
It takes me hours.
I go on everybody's profile. I haven't slept in weeks. I memorize it all too. It's so cool.
Yeah, I can name every single viewer that we've had so far.
I can quote all their videos.
Imagine how much other information I could have memorized with this. A lot of wrinkles in the brain.
So, okay, that would be cool. And maybe we'll do a head-to-head comparison of your 24 and my psychiatry day.
Yeah, you did your overnight, right?
Yeah, I did one night in the emergency department in the purple pod, which is the psych unit at the emergency department, which was cool. And then did one just at the psychiatric hospital, kind of on the wards for the night, which was a lot more low-key, like less acute. Still really interesting. All right. What were we talking about?
Your lows of the
week. Oh, okay. So that was your low. My low. Do you think I can generally talk about, like, a really hard case and that being, like, low?
I would say, as long as you don't say, like, location and what happened and stuff.
Yeah. Okay. So this was just a low because it will be obvious as soon as I talk about it.
Yeah. Difficult case.
When you're on a consulting service for psychiatry, on a rotation, if you have the chance, you're in the hospital and they basically decide what needs to happen from a psychiatric standpoint and give recommendations for psychiatric care while the patient is at the hospital, not at the psychiatric hospital. So once they're medically stabilized, a lot of times then they'll go to the psychiatric hospital. So they're kind of consulting, give their recommendations, but you're in every single department whenever there's a psychiatric concern or question. So this one was really, really ugly because it was a patient who lost their child, like, pretty well into pregnancy. And so psychiatry and kind of other like supportive care was consulted to go and like talk about grieving and processes recovering with that. So that was like so obviously low and just very, very tough. I know that,
that's difficult.
I know you've been, you've done OB. So that's like the really ugly and brutal side of that.
I was going to say, I feel like for as much excitement as there is within these rotations so far, I feel like we're starting to get a lot more exposed to that really difficult and darker side of medicine, which you got to be prepared for.
No doubt.
And I think a lot of people like to harp on, it's natural to harp on the bright sides of medicine and like all the good that can happen.
Yeah.
But you don't necessarily try to focus on the difficult things that you would encounter. That's definitely one of them.
Yeah.
And the more we get into these rotations, the more you start to see that.
Yeah.
It's tough.
It's really tough. And that's a good point. Like the reality of all this, the other stuff, we talk about a lot of the good things, but
yeah,
you know, there's some, that's life. Like that's,
yeah,
that's the dark side of life, no doubt.
So, all right, so those were our lows.
All right, now highlights. Jesus. Oh,
360. Full three. Nope, 180. Full 180.
Yeah, beat that.
My bad. My low is lower than your low.
Highlight.
Highlight of the week.
Your rose.
I've had some pretty sweet surgeries that I've been able to go into recently. I'm really, really, really enjoying surgery, and I think that the faculty that I'm working with is incredible, which has been awesome.
Name them.
I was really nervous because I know a lot of people have had different experiences in the OR.
Sure.
And it's pretty commonly, I guess, talked about that sometimes surgeons can be a little bit over-assertive, a little bit degrading towards medical students. And that blunt. they're very blunt. It can be toxic in some areas, so I was like, I was kind of prepping myself for that, right? Everyone that I've gone into a surgery with, all the residents that I've worked with, they've been incredible. They've been so nice to me and super helpful. And I would say that just as a general high is like operating with them. We did two rib plating cases in the last 2 days, which was kind of cool because you get to see some consistency. And so after I saw the first one, I did the second one. No, I after seeing the first
one. Wait, rib replacement?
Rib plating.
Oh.
So you had fractured ribs.
Yeah.
And if they fracture and they get displaced,
yeah,
we go in an open format. You do a big open incision, go in and pretty much pull them back into place, and then they have these really pretty intuitive newer plating systems that mold into the shape of the person's rib, and then you drill them into place. So we did four ribs on one person, three ribs on the other. One of them had a flail segment, so we used a really long one, which was pretty cool to see.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's really, really cool. And the more that you're in the OR, the more you get to know, the more that you're allowed to do. So like now I'm suturing and I'm helping tie knots. And you know, you actually get your hands dirty. I was holding a retractor today for like four hours though, and I swear my biceps are gonna be sore for like literally days.
Have you been training your retractors like from our video?
The retractor holds? I need to get on that. Maybe we have to do an updated video of that now that I've done surgery. No, I would definitely say that just generally the people in the OR experience has been the high so far.
So cool. With that flail rib, is that where you can get like the paradoxical movement of air?
Yeah.
That's very cool.
That's flail chest in general. So flail rib segment is just that on one rib.
Okay.
But if you crack two or three in a row with that same amount, like same pattern, if you go pretty much perpendicular to the rib in two different segments on the same rib but three ribs in a row, if that makes sense to the listeners out there.
Yeah,
I tried my best.
It's easier to visualize.
But essentially, as you breathe in, your chest is supposed to expand, obviously,
right?
But since that piece of your ribs are essentially like completely separate now,
yep.
they go inwards as well. So it can totally affect your breathing movements, the amount you're able to breathe. It's interesting, but it is really cool to work with those like crack drips.
Yeah.
And it was cool to see the immediate improvement of one of our patients right afterwards too. She had a huge bleeding in the lungs as well. So we were able to go in, drain it out, and then the next day was feeling like remarkably better than even when she came in.
Oh, wow.
It was crazy.
Whoa. That's cool.
Yeah, so beat that, Jack.
Okay. Let me see. Let me think. Let me just pull up my Google Doc. Kidding.
Kind of.
No, I think it probably came today. I was in pediatric clinic, and I saw a patient and their sibling, and they were sick and have been sick and weren't able to get into the clinic, but finally came in today. And we got them started on the exact antibiotic they needed. So I know they'll get better. But the really highlight part was that the little one kept on giving me hugs. And I was, like, tearing up. I think probably not even 3 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
She kept running over.
Oh, my goodness. It's my favorite thing in the world when we were working in pediatrics. Dude, the kiddos are so sweet.
Yeah. She was – they were both really nervous to get, like, throat swabbed. And luckily, I, like, got down to their level. Like, I literally was, like, on my knees just, like, chilling there, playing with whatever little games they had.
Yeah.
And she kept on coming over. She's like, I'm nervous. Like, we're going to be okay. And she's like, give me a hug. And then we did it.
I love how easy they are to bribe, too.
We have dum-dums.
Yeah, we have stickers. If you are really good for your sister's appointment,
yes,
then you can both get a sticker. I love it. Their face lights up.
No, that's the best.
Like, if only things were that simple.
I know.
In the rest of life.
You're like, oh, like, your big sister's going to do it, and you're going to see how easy it is, and it's going to be all right. Super quick, then you both get stickers, or your mom brings you to Dunkin' Donuts, whatever.
Yep. When I was at in outpatient peds, they had this whole routine down when we were giving shots where we had three of the dancing, singing, stuffed animals mm-hmm. that we'd bring in, surround the little kid with it, and then I'd be in the corner, like, dancing and singing with it. And then the nurse on the other side would be doing the same thing so that any way they looked, they were just distracted. And then we would have the lollipop ready to go. And as they're looking around distracted, they would do the the shot. Baby would almost never feel it or, like, see what's going on. It's incredible. When you have the right team around it, like, things really work pretty seamlessly.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Some of the pediatricians that I've worked with have – amazing shot giving technique, like the distraction,
it's an art,
and then the speed.
It's an art form.
I wanna get that good. I wish they still did it though to adults. Like, I wish like hospital.
If I went into CBS to get like my flu shot, the CBS people had to sing to me.
Yeah, dude, imagine the distractions they would need to do now. Like, someone would need to like drive by in a Ferrari and like give me a shot.
What?
Like, oh my gosh. He's a damn Ferrari.
Yeah, okay. Well,
those are highlights and lowlights.
Those are pretty good highlights and lowlights. Did you do anything for New Year's? Hey, Happy New Year's, everybody listening.
Happy New Year.
Thanks for all of the warm New Year's wishes on the TikTok and the Instagram, too. You guys were very sweet.
It was very nice. Yes, I went to my friend's house, one of my best friends from life. We grew up together. He was hosting some people.
Very nice.
And so I met a bunch of new people, but we had a really, really good time. I hung out with his brother, who I haven't seen in a while or, like, spent a lot of time with, but he's, like, a big bro to me when I was younger, too.
Oh, that's super sweet.
So really, really wholesome.
Yeah.
Really, really wholesome. I got my New Year's kiss.
I was going to say, who was it?
It was also my best friend. He gave me a peck on his cheek, I think, before he even kissed his girlfriend. So now we know.
Ooh.
We know who's in front.
T. You can hold that over her now.
That's right. I'm just kidding. They love each other very much.
What up with that?
He would do anything.
If you're listening.
What about you?
I went to Manhattan for New Year's for the first time.
Send.
It was so crowded. If I didn't, yeah. My one of my good friends has an apartment like pretty close to Times Square, mm-hmm. and it's got a rooftop that kind of looks over the skyline, which was really, really cool. And you could see the ball in the distance, so you could see it dropping for the first like 3 seconds, and then it disappeared over a building.
but you had to guess.
Yeah, and then everyone was just like a little bit off count, like 6, 5, 4. but it was really cool. A lot of people ended up showing up. Like you said, I met a lot of new people as well. Mm-hmm. There were some disagreements between people that were there that were had to be settled up.
Really?
The neighbors were,
oh,
like, really mad. We got called some nasty, nasty things.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it was, like, an older guy who was just, like, yeah.
Hates the new year.
Yeah, I mean.
He loved 2023.
Yeah.
He didn't want to let it go.
I fucking believe this.
Don't you dare celebrate.
Yeah, he's like.
Jordan is better than Kobe. 23.
Boo, Jack, boo. He was like, because on the rooftop, there's nothing really separating the two apartments' rooftops. It's like one big conjoined thing except for a cement wall that's like a foot high off the ground. And so he was just like standing on his side, like yelling at people. He's like yelling at people, like cussing us out.
A 1 foot wall.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, what did we do? he was like, you guys just didn't tell me that you were having a party. Like,
okay.
And I was like, okay.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. That's
New Year's.
Yeah. Sorry. I get it. Like if he wasn't, but he was also on the roof celebrating with his own people. So I was like,
you guys are just having more fun.
Yeah.
So you're lucky you're on the other side of that wall.
If I could get over this wall, you'd be done.
He's like swinging.
I honestly sat up with him up there after everyone went downstairs too, and it was just the two of us. He was probably like 80, like late 80s.
Oh,
just
wow.
The two of us sat talking because I was like, after he realized that I wasn't trying to cuss back at him.
Yeah. You're just like, I'm sorry.
Like, yeah, I was like, I don't live here. But I really like the people that do live here. Like, yeah. If I could bring them a message, what do you want? We chatted for 45 minutes. He offered me money.
Oh.
Yeah, I was like, I don't need your money. Thank you. But he was like, how much do you need? I was like, I promise, I'm okay. I appreciate it.
You're like, listen, bro, do you have Spotify?
Yeah, you know people?
Get on Spotify.
No, it was a wild experience. And then we went downstairs and there were people at the party that were not supposed to be at the party.
Oh.
And they were causing a ruckus downstairs and like a fight almost broke out.
No plus ones.
And me and Connor, my other best friend, we were sitting on the couch playing dead like we were asleep because we didn't want to get involved.
That is so foolish.
There's a picture of us, like, everyone shoving each other in the kitchen, and me and Connor are just, like pretending to sleep on the couch.
You did your time with that old guy.
Yeah, exactly. Like, see, I cleaned up everything upstairs. I put in my time. I was like, I just want to fake sleep on this one.
That's so funny.
And they were getting mad because, like, they didn't know the hosts, so the hosts were trying to close down, and they were like, we're kicking people out, and they're like, we're not leaving. Like, it,
whoa.
Yeah, it was weird. And then they were like, those kids on the couch aren't leaving. And me and Connor are just like
fake snoring.
And the girl was like, the girl that was like, honest, it was a girl that was fighting back with him, and she was like way more badass than either of us.
Yeah.
And she was like, yeah, well, they're with us. And we were like, yeah, we are. And we like woke up. We were like, yeah, we were. So that was exciting. A lot of stuff happened. That was a very, very fun night. We decided that morning that we were going to go.
Yeah, it seemed like it just happened. Yeah. You sent me a picture. You sent me a picture of like the ball. And I was like, what?
What the hell? How did that happen?
How did you do that?
Yeah, that was really fun. Especially because my 24 was the next day. So I sent Carly a Snapchat at 5 a.m. back-to-back days for very, very different reasons.
Oh, God. That's crazy. That's how you start dementia, right?
Yeah, there. Yeah, actually. That's the Alzheimer's circadian rhythm.
New Year's just into 24. Botched.
Yeah, what year is it? Wow. Yeah.
That's cool, though.
That was a good holiday. Well done. Though.
Maybe something you do, like, once.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if I could do that again.
Yeah.
That was a lot. I think next year I might be laying on the couch, ringing in the new year with a glass of cocoa.
Yeah, no doubt. I was in...
A mug of cocoa? I don't think...
A glass. Yeah. No, you should drink it out of a glass.
Red Solo cup of hot chocolate.
That sounds good. I was in New York for New Year's, like isolated though, during COVID. So like, dang. Very different.
Yeah, that's wildly different. But I was there. There's like different.
Nobody out there.
Oh, that's weird.
Spooky. But I was there for New Year's one time.
I almost like lost my mind when we were trying to walk to the apartment. It was like 4 p.m. and there was a section of the road we were trying to get through. And you literally could not move. There were too many people. Oh. Everyone was like throwing shoulders at each other. Yeah. It was horrible. You just, if you ever wanted to go into Manhattan for New Year, you have to be really, really prepared for just being claustrophobic. Yeah. Be aware of pickpockets.
Yeah.
One of my friends got their wallet taken. He might have lost it, honestly, but we're just going to go with it. We're just going to pretend. We did get chopped cheeses, though, at like 4 a.m.
Oh, wow.
Oh, magnificent, Jack.
That's amazing.
They were magnificent. Like a top five sandwich of all time.
Oh my gosh.
A chopped cheese, DC on the side.
Mm. Mm.
Don't forget the Bev.
Don't forget the Bev. Match made in heaven. Speaking of Manhattan, we are going to have an episode with one of my friends who is a medical student in Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
Same year as us. So we're going to get that on the book soon. And that will be really exciting. She is just such a beast. I look up to her so much. She was like my advisor in undergrad, because she was just so organized and just like knew exactly what was going on. And
that's awesome.
That'll
be really cool.
Yeah,
I'm super excited for that. And hopefully we're going to try and get a couple more specialists out here on the podcast as well.
Yeah.
Looking forward to some people reached out to us. It's tough to coordinate schedules, but we're going to figure it out.
Yeah. Maybe some repeats of people that we've spoken to in the past, that'd but now cool. like different perspective.
Yeah,
some,
I love that.
Some of our big names.
Mm.
Yeah.
Fancy.
Well, this episode was going to be about...
something totally different.
Something totally different, but we kind of riffed. We can just record the next one.
Yeah. I don't know. That was good. I think we should finish it on New Year's resolutions then. If we spend so much time talking about New Year's.
Nice. Have you thought about it?
I've tried to think about some... Some that are not like cookie cutter ones.
Okay.
Like obviously I want to eat healthier, go to the gym more, but like everyone does that. So that's not going to be my real one.
Mm-hmm.
Choose my specialty.
Wow.
That's a New Year's resolution.
You have to.
I also literally have to. So so that's an easy New Year's resolution.
All right, that do I it right now.
Physically have to choose. I think, I want to read more. That's a big one.
Nice. Like personal reading.
Yeah, not textbooks.
Mm-hmm.
I want to do like, I bought a couple books at Barnes & Noble's. You ever heard of the book The Wager?
I don't know. I don't think so.
It's a pretty newer book. It's written by the same guy that did Killers of the Flower Moon.
Okay.
And it's about like a ship from... I think it was over in Portugal or England or something like that. I don't know. I just read the back of the book, so
that's all you
haven't
need.
Started it yet. But it's just this long voyage that goes terribly wrong, and they get stranded on an island. Like, true story,
yep.
Like 800 guys. They try to form their own political network there to, like, restart everything. It turns into war and factions, mm-hmm. and they turn to cannibalism. Like, all this crazy wow. stuff. So starting to read that.
Very cool.
Yeah. And then I guess grow the podcast. Get a sponsor, anyone that's listening.
That's my number one.
Get a sponsor.
for our podcast.
We could definitely riff off some ideas for the for the sponsor, but
we're very close.
Yeah.
But yeah, that'd be nice. Any other resis?
I think those are the big ones. What about you, King?
I want to train for and complete like an endurance race of some sort. So plans about marathon or two, and then hopefully one of those sprint Ironmans, like one of the half ones, because I don't think I can manage training for the full guy.
Yeah.
But the half one. So there are some things in the works. Back in the pool, getting some biking in, running. Although I got a little bit of overuse injury right now that I got to rehab. I was talking to the residents last night, and I was like, hey, guys, like, what do you think? And I, like, described symptoms, and the girl who was also an athlete was like, I think you know exactly. You
should stop. Yeah. Yep.
You know the answer, and you want me to say something different, but you have to shut it down.
So I'm like, yeah, we're on very different wavelengths with our New Year's resolutions. I want to read more, and you want to do an Ironman.
Yeah. I would love to, like, cook a little bit more.
Oh, that's a good one.
For my mom, because nice. She does all the cooking.
Oh, that's super sweet.
Yeah.
I'll cook for my roommates.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just rip more of the Trader Joe's.
Frozen.
Frozen, yeah.
Oh,
dude. Oh, so the chicken good, tiki masala. So come on, give me a break. That's I'll tear so it up good. Live on.
We should do a top list at some point. we should do a top list, and then we should do ASMR of you eating Trader Joe's tiki masala.
Dude, we could just go on live and just straight up just eat Trader Joe's. But,
oh, this is so
that's
good.
It. That's nothing else on live. Anyone that scrolls by, like, what the hell is going on?
We could go through the nutrition.
Oh, we got hang on, wait for it. The hot ones, hot sauces. I have to bring them in.
Oh, baby.
I have to bring them in. That would be a really good one.
I'm down.
I like it hot.
I tried the hottest one. I almost puked.
Really?
I did like a little dab on a pretzel, and I was like wheezing.
The last dab.
Yeah. Well, it's the last dab extreme. They did an extreme version of the last dab. Oh. It's made with pepper Fire. X or something.
Oh.
Which is like
capsaicin.
No, it's like a lab grown one that's hotter than ghost pepper. Yeah, it was disgusting.
Mm.
I don't recommend that for anyone who wants to try it. Don't.
Yeah. That sounds like the most. Okay.
All right, we can work with this.
Yeah. Cool.
Cool.
This was a chit chat one.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll put it in the description and just say, hey, if you want something serious, don't listen to this.
This was just for fun.
Cool.
But we'll do more serious stuff with more advice later. Actually, a lot of people have been like kind of DMing us and getting in contact with us saying that they're not in the medical field and they just kind of like hearing about how we operate as young professionals in like a kind of busy field, because there are a lot of people in very similar fields that are, I guess not similar fields, similar situations, but different fields. So I feel like we could also do some stuff about like just general motivation, work, study habits, how to stay sane.
Mm. This.
Yeah. Everyone make a podcast with your best friend. Like, that's the only option.
Hell yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Shout out to everyone who's listening.
Shout out.
We love you guys.
Code word?
Oh, code word right at the end. Should we say it on the same time? Just make sure nobody thinks we're collaborating if we do say the same thing again.
Oh, was that mentioned? People thought?
No, actually, like, people believed us, which was very nice, because I probably would have questioned it, but it was 100% real.
It was so weird.
So I'm gonna count down from three, and we're gonna say two different code words, and then we'll name one.
Okay.
Yeah. I guess we could also just name one, but
no. I
first
like
word that comes to mind.
All right.
All right. Ready? 3, 2, 1. Block.
Curly. Block?
Dude, I don't know.
Okay.
Curly?
Yeah.
Like curly fry?
I think I saw Carly and then I thought of curly.
All right. Let's do curly block.
Burly.
Oh. Cock.
Oh. I was waiting for you to say that.
Kirk.
We're just going to have that all over our page.
Yeah, damn it.
Big letters.
Yeah, don't get us blocked.
What is just an animal?
Oh, because I guess if people put block, they probably would think that they mean, like, please block this person. So let's not do that.
Don't do block.
Don't do block. Curly?
Curly's good.
Or Burly.
Curly or Burly?
Burly.
Or... Nah, let's go with Burly.
Okay.
How do you spell Burly?
B-U-R-L-Y.
Perfect. That's a real... Like, how are we going to respond to those comments, though?
We just flex.
Sounds good. Sounds like a plan.
All right.
All right. We've tried to end this episode 4 times now.
There you go. 3, 2, 1.
Block. Oh, we weren't doing it again?
Shut it off.